Hey listeners, we have a very rare opening for an associate sound designer mixer here at DeFacto Sound. That's my sound design studio and the studio behind 20,000 Hertz. To learn more, visit jobs.defactosound.com. This application window closes on May 22nd. Now, onto the show.
One, two, check, check, one, check, check.
Check, check, check. Yes, I'm recording.
Check, one, two, check, one, two, three, four.
So everyone's recording? One, you're listening to 20,000 Hertz.
Ha, ha, ha. Great jokes, everybody. Okay, yeah, I'm recording.
Perfect. This episode is going to be a little different. Longtime listeners know that in every show we have this little segment in the middle called the mystery sound. During the ad break, we play a sound and have listeners write us telling us what they think that sound is. It's a fun game and it's always a blast hearing people's thoughts. Well, we now have this long back catalog of mystery sounds that many of you might not have heard before. Or if you haven't listened all the way through the credits, you may have not heard the reveal. So that's what this entire episode is all about. I had the pleasure of playing our past mystery sounds for the McElroy brothers. They're the hosts of the fantastic podcast My Brother, and Me, and it was so fun. This show is that conversation. If you've already heard all of our mystery sounds, you're going to love hearing them try to decipher these clips. And if you've missed these mystery sounds in the past, then this is a great time to play along. So, without further ado, hear the McElroy brothers in a heated competition over mystery sounds. Sweet. So let's just get warmed up. So play mystery sound number one and tell me what you think it is. I'll tell you, it's so common that once you know it, you're going to...
Are you messing with me right now?
I'm not, no. I suspect you've heard this a lot. I know I have.
It sounds like someone knocking over a snare drum. That's my hot take.
Oh, really? No, I think it's somebody opening... like a microwavable meal.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, I can hear that.
Like peeling the plastic back or...
I think it's a broken cash register. But why would I have heard that?
Yeah, Griffin, that was my next question.
Why would I have heard a broken cash? I don't have a working cash register around the house.
Yeah, let alone one that you'd know if it's malfunctioning or sick.
Right. I'll get better at this.
Yeah, we'll get better at this. So I'll tell you what that is. So that is the sound... of a Nintendo cartridge going into a Nintendo.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and then being pushed down.
Ah, dunk. I look like a real horse's patoot.
Specifically, not that this matters, but it's the original gold Legend of Zelda going into a Nintendo.
That was my next guess.
No, okay. I didn't know that metal cartridges could be part of it. And the gold is a very different sound. If you had said gold cartridges were... part of this at all, that would have been my instant guess.
Of course.
Also, we were a Sega family. So if it had been, you know, the Sonic the Hedgehog 2 plugging into the Sonic and Knuckles sort of expansion cart, we would have nailed that.
Absolutely.
Because Sega does what Nintendo don't.
Yeah, we're huge on that.
Okay, number two has got to be a lot easier. So, okay.
A lot easier. Okay, perfect.
That's a door.
No, it's not a door. It's the sound in AOL Instant Messenger when one of your friends logs onto the service.
That's Baby Town Easy Shenanigans.
Yes, 100%. That's it.
Tell me I nailed that.
That's it. That's it. Yeah, I need to like add a ding, 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 ding or something.
I used to work for AOL, so that one's like deep in my heart. We were using that thing way longer than a lot of other people abandoned it. Sort of like people who work for MySpace now are like, check out my MySpace. It's right here. Like, what? Are you kidding?
Does more than one person still work for MySpace?
I'm sure it's Tom and his dad.
I just assumed there was one person who went in every day, flipped on the internet switch, let people use it, and then turned it off at night so they didn't waste any power.
Oh, so three is one that I'm not familiar with, but my entire team knew immediately. So I'm curious where this is going to land with you all. We're kind of on a theme sort of right now. So check out three.
That's one of them Gen 1 Pikachu sounds.
Well, there you go.
I knew it was a Pokemon, but I'm not surprised that Griffin knew it exactly.
Dallas, from now on, can you say like one, two, three, go? So people don't just start listening to it and blurt it out. too quickly and kind of cheat.
Oh, that's probably a good idea.
Oh, I thought we were all on the same team. Are we competing? Wait.
Oh, no, this is a compete. I haven't even taken score on this. Actually, that's what we need to do.
So far, it's Travis 0, me 1, Griffin 1.
What?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, what's the score?
Score is 1 for Justin, 1 for Griffin, 0 for Travis. Big old stinky goose egg.
Okay.
There we go.
All right.
Okay.
I thought we were just doing a team fun thing, but...
Oh, God,
oh, no. It's a competition now.
Okay, fine. Cool, cool.
Okay, so we're going to move to 4, but I'm going to do the 3, 2, 1.
Okay.
Okay. So 3, 2, 1, listen.
Oh, that's an ultrasound.
It's specific.
More specific than ultrasound?
Uh-huh, yeah. I'll give you a hint. It's like a scientific sound. I could go further.
Oh, it's an ultrasound of a fart.
Maybe. How about this? I'll say it's underwater.
Is it an ultrasound of a whale fart?
It could be. We're getting closer. It's in the ocean.
An ultrasound of a dolphin fart?
It could be. Yeah.
You can't say it could be. It could be anything.
I'm going to go with dolphin fart so we can move on with our lives.
I think it's somebody underwater saying, like, hello.
It could be. So what this is the bloop, which is a very famous underwater sound recorded in the 90s. NOAA had no idea what it was for a while, but they think it's like an iceberg that broke away from like an Antarctic glacier and was heard from like thousands of miles away on an underwater microphone.
So I'm going to give all of us a point.
Yeah, because it could be.
Because it could be anything. So we all get a point.
It sounds like nobody really knows what this sound is.
It could have been a whale fart. It could have been a dolphin fart. It could have been just something birthing underwater. We don't know. So everyone gets a point.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so this next one's a person, a voice of a person. So
you just gave it away.
That is true.
You just said, hey, it's a voice of a person. I just got a point.
Okay, who is this person? 3, 2, 1, listen.
What I've discovered is there's something absolutely incredible that happens when you don't talk.
Carl Sagan.
You know, you become everything becomes very intimate because you're looking at them, they're looking at you. And that intimacy is really thrilling to me.
Oh, that's Teller.
That's true. Ding, ding, ding.
Oh.
Wow. Dang, that was good, Trav. Good pull.
Thank you. Thank you.
Tied it up 2 all around.
All right. Mystery sound number 6. 3, 2, 1.
The singing bowl?
No.
Theremin?
No.
No, it's
orbiting it, for sure.
Oh my gosh, I know this. It's a weird instrument.
Is it a saw?
You're so close.
No, it's not a saw.
Oh, it's a vibraphone?
I'm going to give you a point, because that's so close. It's a water phone.
Water phone, yes.
Which is like this metal thing that has some water at the bottom of it. That's why it kind of goes wobble, wobble, wobble.
And we're giving out points for that, huh?
I got phone.
I feel like the metrics for how we're awarding points is changing on the fly.
I remember this because water phones are like very prominent in, they use them in horror movies a lot, like to give that like suspenseful sound.
All right. So back to science.
Okay. Science category.
This is a tricky one. Okay. So mystery sound number 7, 3, 2, 1. Check it out.
Okay.
This is 2 ultrasounds.
How about this? I'll give a point if you can just pinpoint where it would be coming from.
Is it outer space?
I'm going to give you a point for that. This is too hard. It's actually 2 black holes colliding and then pitched up.
That's what I was about to say.
Obviously.
I was about to say 2 black holes colliding.
What we are hearing is 2 black holes going like, oh, excuse me. Sorry.
I want to lodge a protest, Alice, if I may. Can I lodge a formal protest? Is there a spot for that in the program?
Sure, we can make that spot right now. I do see that you are down 1 point, so I can understand.
Yeah, and it's going to get worse. When we agreed to do this, never was I told that nerd stuff would be so important. Could I get like 1 sound of a saw or like a sports sound, like the sound of a touchdown?
being occurring, or like the sound of a high five, or like a sound of a Corvette with the top down.
A Corvette revving up.
Or just John McEnroe yelling.
The sound of a Kathy Ireland calendar falling off the wall. These are sounds that I know.
Yeah. Or just even like a cool Pepsi opening sound. Yeah.
Like a cool beer opening, you mean? See, this is the problem with you nerds trying to pretend that you're into cool jock stuff like me. Next sound.
Next down, where are we at? Okay, 8, 3, 2, 1.
Hugely unpleasant. Seagulls?
Capuchin monkey.
No.
That is a baby hawk.
Yeah, it's so close.
Ooh, I like that.
Baby bald eagle.
There you go. It might be a baby, but it is a bald eagle. So, point for you.
Good one, Trav.
Well, I just put a bird bath in my backyard, so I'm kind of an expert now.
Getting a lot of eagles, are you? A
lot of eagles.
The bird bath is full of dead rats, so...
Yeah, no, that's true.
Okay, number 9. Very common sound for a lot of people. We'll find out if you own one of these things. So number 9, 3, 2, 1.
Is it like a copier?
No.
Or a printer?
So you'd find this in your kitchen.
Oh, in the kitchen. Okay. Is it a mandolin?
Do you find mandolins in your kitchen?
Like a mandolin slicer, Dallas.
Mandolin slicer.
Oh, a slicer. I was thinking like bluegrass.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. That wouldn't be in the kitchen, please.
Is it a coffee maker?
I think that's good enough. It's a K-cup thing. Oh. You stick it in, you go,
ba-dink.
You mean a K-cup that makes coffee?
Exactly.
I think that's pretty darn close.
All right. So number 10, 3, 2, 1.
Rotary phone.
Not close.
Not close.
Is it some sort of living organism making this sound?
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, it's a cicada.
It is underwater.
Is that a dolphin
fart?
Like cackle, Travis? I swear to God.
One of these times, I'm going to be right.
It's never going to be a dolphin fart.
It's so close, though.
Cicada fish.
You know what? The score here is Travis 3, Griffin 3, Justin 2. I think I'm going to give this one to Justin because you did say a dolphin fart, but this is actually a herring fart.
I said dolphin fart.
Travis said dolphin fart. Give him the point, Dallas. I don't need charity.
I thought that was Justin.
I said dolphin fart.
It's fine. People get us confused all the time.
We've been talking for 20 minutes. You should be able to tell our voices apart perfectly at this point.
Okay, that's a herring fart. These fish like gulp the air at the surface and fart, and scientists think that it's used for communication.
I can't believe Travis is right about some sort of aquatic life farting.
Well, now I can stop guessing it. That's the upside for everyone.
Yeah, everybody wins.
As far as I know, there is no more farts in the rest of these.
A likely story.
Okay, number 11, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, that's a pig.
I think it's actually a large dog that's like struggling with something.
It's just as cute as a large dog, or cuter.
Is that a moose?
No, it's cuter than that. Like, what's the cutest animal?
The cutest animal?
Yes.
A baby gorilla.
Not in the northern hemisphere. Australia specifically.
Ah, it's a kangaroo, isn't it?
Nah, it's not that either. It's a koala
it's
bear.
It's a koala.
There it is.
It's a mongoose.
No points for anyone.
No points.
Koala. What was it? What
was that? That was a koala bear. Yeah.
So I got that.
No, he said koala before you did.
Dallas did say it before you said it.
You know, Zoom does funny things. What do you think?
Zoom's not a time machine.
That is true.
I'm going to give it to Justin because I think he needs it. It's a pity point.
I don't need it. I don't need your charity.
You don't need it? I mean, you only have 2 points, though.
Yeah, I want to keep them just like they are. Okay. They're perfect. Okay. I don't need them. I'm just going to make a huge comeback right now.
All right, number 12 in 3, 2, 1.
This is a lot of monkeys.
No?
Is it a living creature?
It is multiple living creatures.
That is what a panda bear sounds like. I don't know.
Is that what a panda bear sounds like?
Wow. I don't know. Haven't had a chance to meet one.
I don't know.
Wait, hold on, hold on. I'm going to say penguins.
I could see that, but it's actually a bunch of baby crocodiles, of all things.
A
Whoa.
Oh, you know what? I actually farted. I knew that. I knew that baby crocodiles sound like laser guns. But I mean, I still don't deserve the point.
You know, not at all.
Just saying.
Not at all. So 13, is that where we're at?
Yeah. So the key here is you know the sound, but you got to say what the thing is that makes it. So 3, 2, 1.
A car horn?
Klaxon.
There it is. Yeah. Travis got it.
A klaxon?
A klaxon.
Klaxon.
Is that like a brand? Is that like Kleenex? I've heard the word before.
No, that awooga, awooga is specifically a klaxon.
All right. Let's see. So let's go to 14. 3, 2, 1.
An old Western.
Yeah, it sounds like an old West gunfight.
Or baby crocodiles like being shot through a tube. That's not it.
You're not allowed to guess.
It's a large hadron collider, like particles bouncing all around, doing their thing.
Oh, that'd be cool.
I would love it if that's what the large hadron collider sounded like.
Ping, ping, pong, pong.
Oh, wait, is that the inside of a popcorn maker?
Ooh.
Huh. Oh, that's a great guess. I never thought of it that way.
Okay, but it's not a great guess if it's not right. I appreciate the feedback. I like the positivity. But if it's wrong, it's not a great guess.
There is a theme here as like me just seeing something cool, like a like some viral video on Twitter and making it like the immediate next mystery sound. So this kind of went all over the internet like a couple weeks ago.
Pizza rat.
Is this pizza rat playing a djembe? No. Pizza rat playing a hammer dulcimer. Final answer.
Mentos and Diet Coke.
Pizza rat playing a water phone.
I like all of them. So what that is, somebody drilled like a giant ice borehole and dropped a brick down it. And that's why you hear like...
That's a cool sound.
Yeah. High frequencies travel faster than low frequencies. So you hear that sound. Okay, so based off of the ones you have gotten, I think that 15 is going to be a race. So 3, 2, 1.
That's a Dementor?
Huh.
Is it not a Dementor?
I'm going to say it's from a movie.
Yeah.
Oh, is this The Mummy?
It's from a trilogy.
Oh, it's The Ringwraith.
There it is. Yep, that's it.
Nice. Good one, Trav. You're great at this.
I mean, Ringwraith is basically...
It's not.
It's basically a Dementor. I mean, you think about it.
I mean, it's not.
It's basically the same.
Based off.
Basically the same thing.
Inspired by it.
It's not.
All right, so 16. Matter of fact, this was the very first mystery sound we ever did. So, 3, 2, 1.
Is that butter That's being spread butter on toast? Oh,
Griffin got it.
What'd you say, Griffin?
Butter being spread on toast?
How'd you know that so perfectly?
Because it sounds like butter being spread on toast, like a lot.
From like a half inch perspective. So when you butter toast, do you like stick it right up to your ear?
Yeah, I love the sound of it. I'm nasty like that.
Maybe I'm just buttering harder because I don't get that close, but it sounds exactly like that to me. Perhaps I'm applying too much force when I'm buttering my toast.
It's funny. Internally, we couldn't even guess what that sound was. So, I guess I don't butter toast enough.
Oh, I do every hour.
Or at least you're not close enough.
I'm not close enough, yeah. okay, 17 in 3, 2, 1.
Measuring tape? Respooling?
Yep.
Nice. God. The sad part is Justin's been doing a lot of woodworking lately, and I was a professional carpenter for a while, and Griffin's never touched tools in his life.
That's a falsehood. Actually, if you want to know the truth, our dad got... my 3-year-old son a set of like little, well, kind of little tools, like a whole toolbox that is meant for like 8- and 9-year-olds. That includes like just a hammer, like a full blown hammer, but it also includes a tape measure that is like Henry's favorite toy, which is awesome because sometimes the tape measure is a bad toy for a 3-year-old because it'll get you.
So we have Travis with 7 points. Griffin with 6 points, Justin with 2 points.
Yeah, I feel I smell a comeback.
We're about halfway through our mystery sounds right now, and things are getting pretty heated. So let's take a breather. Here's this episode's mystery sound. And again. If you think you know that sound, you could submit your guess at mystery.20k.org. If you guess it right, you'll be entered to win one of our world-famous super soft 20,000 Hertz t-shirts. We'll reveal the answer to last episode's mystery sound at the end of this show, so stick around. Indeed finds highly qualified candidates for any job as quickly as possible. That means when you've got a major deadline and need to hire right now, Indeed lets you relax. So how does it work? First, Indeed has 350 million regular visitors each month. In other words, you have a huge group of talented people to choose from. Then, Indeed's AI-powered matching technology helps you pick out the right person for you. It's like searching for a needle in a huge haystack, but with a giant Indeed-shaped magnet. And in an Indeed survey, 93% of those businesses said Indeed delivered the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. Our listeners can get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Hertz. Just go to Indeed.com/Hertz right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/HERTZ. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Now back to our mystery sound marathon with the McElroy brothers. A quick recap. Travis is in the lead with 7 points, Griffin is in second with 6 points, and Justin has 2 points. Okay, let's do number 18. 3, 2, 1.
Somebody grinding pepper.
No.
Are you sure?
It's in the kitchen though.
Felt right. Yeah, that's pepper. 19, moving on. Point for Justin. That's pepper, baby.
So it's somebody grating cheese. No.
Is it somebody eating something?
No. It is a tool in the kitchen. I'll give you that.
It's a grater.
Is it a mandolin?
No, is it a juicer?
No, no.
A French press?
No. It's an opener of metal objects.
Can opener.
Oh, can opener.
There you go. Got a point. Sweet.
Absolutely not. Oh. Absolutely not. I won't accept it.
You okay. Did it,
will
Justin.
Will not accept it. Will not accept it.
That's 2 points that you have not accepted.
I'm more noble. I'd rather have a noble loss than a suspect win.
Let's see what we have here. Oh, okay. So 19. 3, 2, 1.
A train pulling into the station. A subway.
No.
Is it train related?
It's not train related.
Huh.
Existential dread.
Oh. Is that the Golden Gate Bridge?
That's so close. Similar thought, though, because I was going to give an anecdote of the Golden Gate Bridge after this.
It's wind going through some sort of large structure.
That is like the closest you can get. That's going to be like a half point. I'm going to give that as a half point. So specifically, that is the sound of heavy wind blowing through the San Diego Central Library. It was one of those like things that happened with the Golden Gate Bridge where they built something and never really took into account that like when wind goes through it, it makes a super, super creepy sound. So yeah, that's what that is.
Can you imagine living in San Francisco and hearing that ghostly wail every time the wind picks up? It is the most haunted, scary thing I could imagine.
And paying all that rent. Am I right?
Yeah.
It's an expensive city.
I think 20 is something you're very familiar with, too.
Is it my own voice?
That's what it's going to be. Okay, 3, 2, 1. Mystery sound 20.
Those checkers?
I think you're in the ballpark.
Dice? Poker chips?
Close, but younger. Much younger toy.
Younger toy or for younger people?
Younger people, unless the kids are playing poker.
Legos?
There it is. Yeah. Another point. You are now up by a half point, by the way, Griffin.
Woohoo!
Wow, this is a real barn burner. We got a three-way dead heat.
All right, what do we have here? Okay, 21. 3, 2, 1.
That's someone's mouth going...
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the whole reason we did that one is because there's so much sound design done in animation that just like anytime there's a bubble pop, it's always... There's like no other sound for it. So that was easy. Okay, 22 is another one of those race things. At least I hope so, because it's near and dear to my heart. So 22, 3, 2, 1.
Oh. Oh my God, what is that?
Oh, jeez.
I'm pretty sure it's from a game.
Mm-hmm. You're warm.
I know it's not the actual one, but some kind of notification from a fairy in Zelda?
That is so close. Like, as close as you can get. I think that's point worthy. I think that's point worthy. Unless specifically Griffin can say exactly what it is, then that point's going to go to Travis.
If you gave me like a half hour to like really sit here and enter my mind palace, I could probably pull this up. It's like a Metal Gear codec. So like
Oh no.
No.
You're going the opposite.
What is it?
So it is the Sheikah Slate ping from Breath of the Wild.
Oh God.
So as soon as you start playing it, you get the Sheikah Slate and like it tells you where you're going and you're bonk, bonk.
Yeah.
So you hear it the whole time. All right. 23. 3, 2, 1.
It's Morse code for SMS.
It's close. It's a specific sound from a specific thing.
You want to know the thing that is making the Morse code sound?
I think if somebody knew the sound, they'd be like, oh, that's exactly from this specific thing.
Yeah, that's pretty much how the game works, for sure. I mean, it's not the emergency sound from an iPhone, is it?
No, older.
It's a beeper, a pager, SOS.
So close, so close. I'll give this one away. So, you know, the old Nokia phones, we know the sound. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. We know that one. But what this is like when you actually got like an SMS text message, it would do this Morse code BB sound.
To be fair, Justin did say Morse code from SMS.
I'm going to give that to Justin. Like, I feel like that's a Justin point.
Justin doesn't accept points, though. Would you accept this
one? No, I accept the point if I got it right, which in this case I did.
But you said SMS. No, you did say SMS, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, then I think that works.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, where are we?
What are we on, 24?
We are on, 24. This is also from another random viral video. 3, 2, 1.
Is that at a swimming pool? Kid at the swimming pool?
Not at a swimming pool. Kind of sounds the same, though.
Kid is he at an auditorium?
Yeah.
Is it a concert?
It is, yeah.
A kid saying wow at a concert?
Yeah, so there's like a specific scenario that where he would say that where it'd be very awkward.
Like a recital or a orchestra thing? That's all I've got.
You know what? I think I'm going to give a half point for that unless anybody like has a strong feeling, because then that would round you back up and put you in the lead by a whole point.
Okay.
I think that's close enough. We're going to go with that. Done. This went viral. This kid was at a orchestra concert, and in between movements of an orchestra, he just goes, wow. And then everyone reacts to that. Wow. One of my peeves about the orchestra in general is that you have to like sit on your hands when you're moved between like these symphonic movements. And it's one of the reasons I think that the symphony is in trouble is because there's this like whole etiquette that's unspoken that you're not supposed to, you know, clap or do anything between movements, no matter how good it was.
You know, it's funny. I haven't been to as many symphonies and operas and stuff, mainly because of what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's not because of disinterest in classical music at all. It's basically like I get so bleeping into it.
Yeah.
I'm losing it. I'm rending its clothes like, yes, Vivaldi, take me away.
Right.
You know what I mean? Thus spake Zarathustra. No, thus spake me in the middle of the symphony because I was loving it so much and I had to be escorted out.
I remember the last time I went to a Rachmaninoff symphony,
in the beginning, I was whooping and hollering, and all the people in their like furs and pearls and cummerbunds, they were kind of glaring at me. But by the end of the symphony, they were all into it too. And we were like throwing popcorn around and we were like shooting our revolvers into the ceiling and having a great time. And I kind of fixed everybody.
And in my defense, they didn't have a sign up at the symphony that said no vuvuzelas.
That's true.
So like, I feel like there's no precedent for it. I shouldn't have been so violently kicked out.
The last one I went to see Carmina Burana. Mm-hmm. I love it. But they're taking forever. The pace of it is just like so terrible. And I stand up and I'm like, oh, Bortuna. And everybody's just like losing it and busting up because I made a classical music joke.
Yeah.
And then I was escorted out again.
I remember I went to a symphony and I was really enjoying the symphony. And then James Bond showed up and killed a bad guy right in the middle of it and kind of ruined the whole thing for me.
Hate that.
I was this close to emotional catharsis. And then James Bond was like, looks like you hit a sour note, and then shot the guy right in front of me. And I was like, that really kind of took me out of it.
So that was 10 minutes of orchestra gags. You needed that, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Just lay that in.
Okay, so 25, 3, 2, 1.
Somebody blowing up a balloon?
No.
Styrofoam.
Is it someone tightening something?
It's not a person.
That's a sound a moth makes.
It's the insect world. Yeah. So if you heard that in the insect world, you're like, it's got to be this insect doing this specific thing.
A grasshopper pooping.
I could see that. Hmm. Yeah.
If there are pooping sounds, but you swore no farting sounds, I think that's a technicality.
I think it's the sound of a stink bug caught in a spider web.
I'm going to say the sound of a fly being eaten by a spider.
I'm going to change mine. It's a bagworm.
Okay. Justin, do you have a final answer on this?
Yeah, I was about to say bagworm, and then he...
Okay, so what that was is a Bess beetle. They make this sound by rubbing the body segments together in a process called stridulation.
Oh, of course.
Bess beetles can actually make 17 different sounds, giving them this whole complex communication system. So that's that.
Okay, you said that like that's impressive, but I can make way more than 17 sounds with my body.
Great point.
Yeah. So I guess I'm the best beetle.
One of the top beetles.
At least.
All right, 26, 3, 2, 1.
Is it an animal doing something nasty?
I think it's just an animal being an animal.
Okay, that's a whale. We got a whale, folks. This one's a whale.
It's on land.
Oh, elephant.
That is a hippopotamus.
Hippo.
If you were walking through the zoo, this animal might be close to those animals you just mentioned.
Giraffe.
That's it. Yep.
Yes.
Oh.
They sound weird. They don't talk a lot. When they do, it sucks. Kind of like Griffin.
Oh. Oh, wow.
Oh, neat.
Just having fun. Travis talks a lot, so I couldn't do him, and you're the only other one that I'm related to.
Yeah, no, it's neat.
All right, 27 in 3, 2, 1.
It's a turn signal.
That's it. Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Nice Paul. We have got a squeaker here.
Yeah.
So, Justin, who are you rooting for?
Myself, to make a big comeback.
Sure. Uh-huh.
Let's lightning around the rest of these.
Sure. Let's do it.
Let's lightning around them. Let's get some points.
Yeah, we have about 10 to go, so I think we can lightning around this. Okay, so 28, 3, 2, 1.
Elevator.
More specific.
Penthouse floor arrival.
No. It is an elevator, but there's a specific reason it played like it did.
Oh, because someone's blocking the doors.
No.
Door is closing. Door is stuck.
No, no.
The power went out.
The elevator's scared.
In the spirit of the speed round, I'll have to give this one. That is an elevator going down because for accessibility, when you hear a ding, ding, that means it's going up. When you hear ding, ding, that means it's going down.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. I did not know that.
And you'll hear that everywhere now. Okay, 29, in 3, 2, 1.
It's a subway?
It is. A specific sound for a specific subway.
The door's closing.
Oh, is that a ticket machine?
Subway going down. The door is ajar.
You tell me if you get this point, but it is a DC Metro doors closing alert.
Okay.
Do you think that you would accept that point?
Yeah, I get that. I get that for sure. I'll take that point.
Okay, next one. 30. 3, 2, 1.
Taking a lapel mic off.
It does sound like that, but it is not.
Oh. Tearing paper.
You're so close. Your words, I think if you reorganized some of this stuff, it would be right on.
Tearing taper.
All right, in the spirit of speed round, that is pulling a tissue from a tissue box.
Very good.
Okay, 31. 3, 2, 1.
Breaking a stick.
So close. It is breaking.
Breaking a spirit.
If you heard this in a movie, what would you think would be happening?
Oh, stepping on a twig?
No. It's a really classic sound for a specific action in movies.
Neck break.
Yes. Now, what would make that sound?
Breaking spaghetti.
So close.
Breaking spaghetti. I loved that show. I'm sad that it's off the air, but I love the spinoff. Butter Call Saul.
Okay, so what that is the classic sound for breaking bones, which is breaking celery.
Yeah.
All right, 32. I love this one. Okay, 32. 3, 2, 1.
Is that an airplane sound inside of an airplane?
It's white noise.
This one's kind of unfair because it's a sound that doesn't actually exist in nature.
Perfect. Okay, good. Perfect job.
It is very scientific and does not actually happen in nature. So it's a little bit out there.
Is it like a deep space radio signal sound?
That's the closest you're going to get. So what that sound is if our sun had air between the sun and us, that's what the sun would sound like all the time on Earth.
Ooh.
The only reason we can't hear the sun is because there's no medium air in space to transmit it.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Okay, a few more here. All right, 33. 3, 2, 1.
Is that a glass window breaking?
Mm-mm.
It's peanut brittle.
Very common sound. I'll say that. So it's going to be even more common than what everyone's thinking.
Even more common than peanut brittle?
Even more common.
Ice breaking?
There it is. Yep. You're now in the lead by 1 point.
What's the score right now?
It's Travis 9, Griffin 10, Justin 5.
And there's 4 left.
There's 4 left.
You need a big run.
You could tie Travis.
Okay, 34, 3, 2, 1.
Adult man pretending to be a cat as part of like a cat man play.
Is that a howler monkey?
No.
Oh, is that a duck call?
No.
Is it a type of bird?
It is a bird. Yeah. Kind of sounds like a bird saying help, but it's not that. It is a peacock call.
Oh, wild. That is a thing that's used in like murder mysteries sometimes to explain like, oh, you thought you heard someone calling for help, but that was just the peacocks on the grounds.
Okay, 35, 3, 2, 1.
Bacon frying.
It does sound a lot like bacon frying.
Fire? Just fire burning?
Mm-mm. We're back underwater again, of all things.
Oh.
Is that... coral growing.
That counts. It's coral reef.
Wow.
The popping and chewing sounds are from like tons of organisms chewing and moving and vocalizing on the reef.
Wow.
So we are back to a tied game. Travis 10, Griffin 10, Justin.
Justin 10.
Three-way tie.
All right, 36. 2 more. 3, 2, 1.
Seagulls?
Mm-mm.
No, a zebra braying.
I think you're closer. Yeah. It does live in a field, I think.
It lives in a field, you think.
Is that moose?
No. I would imagine this animal being kind of a jerk.
Is it man?
It could be.
Man is kind of a jerk.
Okay, that's a llama.
A llama.
Yeah.
Now, do you think it's kind of a jerk based purely off of Emperor's New Groove?
Well, and spitting. Okay, this could break it, or we could just leave this as a tie. So 37, 3, 2, 1.
Is that a porcupine?
No.
Is it an animal?
It is an animal, yeah.
Is that a cat sneezing?
Is it a sneeze?
I don't know. I don't think it's a sneeze, but I don't know. It could be a sneeze, but it is from an animal, a very cute animal that turns into very scary animal.
Oh, Gizmo. Gizmo from Gremlins.
I don't think Gizmo's a real animal.
Says the guy that played a sound of two black holes. Unbelievable.
Is it a skunk?
It is not, no.
Could it be a skunk if it tried hard enough?
What's that?
Don't worry. The baby tiger.
You are so close. If you just flip that.
Tabby Geiger.
Baby lion?
That's it. You got it. You win.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Unbelievable.
What is it?
It was a lion cub.
Oh, doing what?
Just existing, man.
Okay, so last question just for everybody. I usually ask people what the best sound in the entire world is to them personally, but I figured it might be fun to ask, what is the worst sound in the entire world to you?
Oh, that's easy for me. There's this kind of material that I believe it's like called reticulated something, but it's like plastic. And they used to put it on like covers of agendas for kids in like middle school and high school and stuff. And if you moved it, it would make the picture move.
Lenticular.
Yes. And if you rub your fingers across it, it makes this sound that makes my skin crawl.
Does it make like the zzz sound?
Yeah. Yeah. I hate that sound so much.
I'm not a fan of eating noises right in my ear, which is really unfortunate being a podcasting professional because I get that from time to time.
My number one is when someone is eating and they scrape their fork across their teeth as they eat. I have tried to overcome this. Like I've tried to make myself immune to it and I am incapable. It goes all over me every single time. I want to scream.
Oh, I think we got it. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
It is our pleasure. That was actually really fun.
"20,000 Hertz" is produced out of the sound design studios of DeFacto Sound. Find out more at DeFactoSound.com.
This episode was produced by Colin DeVarney.
And me, Dallas Taylor.
With help from Sam Sneebly.
It was edited and sound designed by Soren Bejen.
And mixed by Colin DeVarney.
A huge thanks to the McElroy brothers for joining me on today's episode. I had an absolute blast. The McElroys host multiple fantastic podcasts, including My Brother and Me, and The Adventure Zone. You can check those out, along with the rest of their amazing content, on their website, which is themcelroy.family. Be sure to listen and subscribe to their podcasts right here in your podcast player. What are some great mystery sounds you've been hoping we'd play but haven't? Let us know on Facebook, Twitter, or on our subreddit, which is reddit.com/r/20k. You can also reach out directly at hi@20k.org. Thanks for listening.